Proceed.
Okay, I think the conch shell is chaos, I mean, order or civilization, like, because when they're at meetings, he always holds it up to make them quiet, and you can only talk if you have the conch shell. It's like authority-ish.
Yeah. Even before then, like, the conch shell actually calls the assembly together.
And it's like what Mr. Scott said, the conch has to, the symbol has to do the same thing as the object, and then Lord replies, the civilization totally disappears, and the shell breaks. So.
And then when Ralph is running in the woods, right after civilization is destroyed and they're throwing spears and rocks at him, he runs in the woods and sees the skull, which is now, like, not partially a skull. It's a complete skull, which is, like, chaos, like, or no more civilization. I don't know what that word.
I'm going to interject something there. Why do you think the skull becomes white? Why is that so important? I mean, we all know biologically why it does. Why does Goldie make sure that Ralph comments on its whiteness?
White
and its similarity to the conch shell.
Good.
Because it reminds him of his of the similarity of the conch shell in the beginning, like when they first had it, and it was like all great civilization, and now the whiteness of the skull is the new all great.
I think it might actually have become white because now the whiteness of the skull, since the conch was white, they had a good civilization. But now since the skull is white, it might civilization might have turned to the bad side.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I usually associate white things as pure, like snows white, so like pure chaos or pure sort of order like that. Because, like, when the skull is completely white, it's, like, complete chaos.
Mm-hmm. I think the skull took the conch shell's place.
Yes.
I don't know. It's right after it, and everything changes. So.
Okay, well, another symbol. Simon. I think Simon, he kind of represents like some like a religious figure or something because he's like,
I feel like he represents more like hope and like the goodness of people instead of, because he's always there.
Yeah, I think the whole island like represents like society or like the whole world, and like each person is a different like type of people. Like Simon would be the goodness in people, and like Piggy would be like the smart part of them.
Yeah, like our group, we were talking about how a conch shell is like multicolored, and if this like if its symbol is civilization, like then like every color would be like a different type of person. Like, and then like
if I thought the shell was white.
Yeah, but then it started changing colors.
Why did it change white? What is the white symbol?
But Henry said. Yeah.
But then why wouldn't it all be? But then all those people are still there. And if it was different colors at the beginning.
Yeah, but they all didn't really play a part because they were all kind of like, they were all still like scared, and they all still stuck together, and they all still together, like helping each other. And then like,
stop and like spread apart. Okay, I'd like to direct our attention to Ralph and Jack and what they could mean in this story. No comment.
I think Ralph is the leader.
Like, the authority figure. Like, the
Yeah, I think that Ralph could be like the example of how a good leader should be.
I feel like he represents leadership in general, what it is, and then Jack's kind of like the uncivilized person, and a savage.
All right, 2 minutes, or 1 minute, excuse me. What is your coach?
Like, there. He's safe.